I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. William Canny, the executive director of the U.S. Bishops' Department of Migration and Refugee Services, stated the Department of Homeland Security's new proposed rule change for green card holders is a, quote, fear creator. The new rule would allow the government to deny green cards to legal immigrants if they are determined to be a, quote, public charge for taking federal or state poverty benefits. The MRS's policy director issued a statement calling the rule an attack on legal immigration and on families. According to the Migration Policy Institute, quote, 10.5 million children live in families receiving public benefits where at least one parent is not a citizen, and of those 10.5 million children, 90% are themselves U.S. citizens. President Trump praised the newly revised North American trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, saying it returns America to a, quote, manufacturing powerhouse, promising to sign the deal by November. However, before the deal can be signed, it needs to be ratified by Congress, a process that could become complicated depending on the results of the midterm elections. The new deal replaces the previous NAFTA agreement that had been in place for 24 years and covers $1.2 trillion in trade. The Nobel Prize in Medicine went to two scientists, American James Allison from the University of Texas and Tosuku Hanjo of Japan from Kyoto University, for their work in cancer research. Both men worked on, quote, proteins that act as brakes on the body's immune system. Their research discovered ways to release those brakes and get the body to group cells together to attack invading cancers. Those discoveries led the way for a number of drugs and treatments for numerous cancers, including the one that former President Jimmy Carter had. Carter was diagnosed with cancer that spread to his brain in 2015, and in 2016, Carter announced he no longer needed treatment. Pope Francis has chosen the theme for the 2019 World Communication Day, which is, quote, "We are members one of another, from network community to human communities." Director of the Vatican's Communication Office, Paolo Ruffini, stated Christians must do more to make social media platforms places of respect and dialogue, and not as places to point out differences and increase divisions among people. The Pope said he would like to see social media used as a tool for freedom and a way to free people. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.